们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？
Or do you not know, brethren, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives?
就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着，就被律法约束。丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。
For the married woman is bound by law to her husband while he is living. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law concerning the husband.
所以丈夫活着，他若归于别人，便叫淫妇。丈夫若死了，他就脱离了丈夫的律法，虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。
So then if while her husband is living, she is joined to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she is joined to another man.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit for God.
因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。
For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in the members of our body to bear fruit for death.
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the spirit and not in oldness of the latter.
这样我们可怎么说呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是。只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪；非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。
What shall we say then?Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law, for I would not have known about coveting if the law has not said, Thou shalt not covet.
然而罪趁着机会，就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动，因为没有律法，罪是死的。
But sin, taking opportunity through the commandment,produced in me coveting of every kind, for apart from the law, sin is dead.
我以前没有律法是活着的，但是诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。
And I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin became alive, and I died.
那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死。
And this commandment, which was to result in life,proved to result in death for me.
因为罪趁着机会就借着诫命引诱我，并且杀了我。
For sin taking opportunity through the commandment deceived me and through it killed me.
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good.
既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？断乎不是，叫我死的乃是罪。但罪借着那良善的叫我死，就显出真是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显出是恶极了。
Therefore, did that which is good become a cause of death for me? May it never be. Rather, it was sin, in order that it might be shown to be sin by effecting my death.Through that which is good, that through the commandment sin might become utterly sinful.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin.
因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
For that which I am doing, I do not understand. For I am not practicing what I would like to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate.
若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承律法是善的。
But if I do the very thing I do not wish to do, I agree with the law, confessing that it is good.
即使这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells me.
我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the wishing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
故此我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
For the good that I wish, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish.
若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
But if I'm doing the very thing I do not wish, I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good.
因为按照我里面的意思，我喜欢神的律。
For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
But I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members.
我真是苦啊。谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
感谢神，借着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
We will stop our scripture reading here.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
你是我们问题的答案。
For you are the answer to all our questions.
你是我们的拯救。
You are our salvation.
我们感谢你，实在除你以外别无拯救。
We thank you because aside from you we have no other salvation.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
For there is no other name given to us in heaven on earth which we can be saved.
我们感谢你，今天你已经把这个救恩完全的做成，并且赐给了我们。
We thank you for you have complete the work of salvation and you have given it to us.
愿你的真理的圣灵引我们进到真这个这些的真理的实际的里面。
May the Spirit of Truth lead us into your truth.
我们求主你来亲自把你的话向我们解开。
Lord, we pray that you will open your words to us.
主啊，求主你实在越过我们人所有讲论的限制。
To bypass all our inadequacies.
让我们在这里实在能够听见圣灵向我们所说的话。
So that we may hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
愿每一个人今天在这里都可以说，耶稣我来。
May each one of us call out to you and said, Jesus, I come.
因为你是我们的拯救。
For you alone is our salvation.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我们知道罗马书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
We all know that the Epistle of Roman is a very precious book.
因为它特别讲到我们这个人怎样的蒙恩得救。
Because it especially tells us how each one of us can be saved.
当我们读的时候，我们心里面是何等的欢喜快乐。
As we read this book, our hearts are filled with joy.
我们从前这些死在罪恶过犯中的人。
For all of us who are dead in our transgressions.
我们心里面喜欢犯罪。
Our heart desires to sin.
我们在这个世界上在罪中打滚。
And we are stumbling in sin.
我们远离神。
We have distanced ourselves from God.
我们没有指望，没有神。
We are hopeless without God.
我们天天都在神的震怒之下。
And daily we are under the wrath of God.
我们处在这样一个没有指望的一种的光景的里面。
We are in such a state of hopelessness.
但感谢我们的神。
Yes, thanks be to our God.
他把这荣耀的福音赐给了我们。
He has given us this glorious gospel.
所以当我们读的时候，我们心里何等的欢喜。
So as we read this book, our hearts are filled with joy.
我们今天再也不在神的愤怒之下。
For we are no longer under the wrath of God.
因为我们知道主耶稣已经为我们流了宝血。
And Jesus Christ has already shed His precious blood.
神已经设立他做挽回祭。
God has already established Him as our propitiation.
他的儿子已经平息了向着我们一切的愤怒。
And His Son has reconciled all our sins.
因为他的宝血已经满足了神一切公义的要求。
For His precious blood has appeased God's wrath.
无论我们是怎样的一个罪人。
No matter what kind of sinners we are.
因着简单的信。
By a simple faith.
因着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们就白白的称义。
By the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can be justified freely.
这实在是神浩大的恩典。
And this is a tremendous grace from God.
这我们从前连想都没有想过的。
This is beyond our comprehension.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们竟然能够在神面前得称为义。
For we can be justified before God.
我们因着在他面前站在这恩典的地位上，天天的欢喜快乐。
And daily we rejoice, for we are able to stand upon this grace.
天天仰望神的荣耀。
Daily we look, we can behold His glory.
因为神开始的工作，他都要达到完全的地步。
For whatever work God has begun, He will complete it.
他不仅要称我们为义。
Not only He will justify us.
他更要把我们都带进荣耀的里面。
He will also lead us into glory.
所以就是在患难中，我们也是欢欢喜喜的。
So even in afflictions, we can rejoice.
因为今天没有一个患难再是神的愤怒。
And for none of the suffering that comes to us is a result of God's
wrath. 没有一个患难是神对我们的刑罚。
None of the suffering that we have today is a result of God's punishment.
都是神智慧和爱的那个手段。
But it's all His hand of mercy and love.
让我们能够从在患难中这个生命忍耐。
That in afflictions we can have
patience. 忍耐生老练。
And patience
experience. 老练生盼望。
And experience lead to hope.
让我们能够以神为乐。
And that we can rejoice in
God. 我们可以过这样一个荣耀的生活。
We can lead such a glorious life.
所以刚才我们又唱了那首诗歌叫无他只有耶稣的宝血。
And we have just sang this song, Jesus I Come.
哦，弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的宝血是何等的、何等的宝贵。
How precious is His blood?
只要因着简单的信。
By a simple faith.
你发现这许许多多在神里面的祝福都赐给了我们。
You discover all these blessings in Christ belongs to us.
不但如此。
Not only so.
神还特别做了一件事。
God has especially done one thing.
他把我们这些信他的人都放在了基督的里面。
He has placed all of us who believe in Him.
让我们和基督完完全全联合在一起。
We can be completely united with Christ.
有的人就形容说，这个联合好像把一个纸夹在书里一样，这个无论这个书在哪里，这个纸也到哪里去的。
Some people have described this union as if we are a piece of paper inserted into a book. Wherever the book is, that piece of paper is with the book.
但是我们与基督的联合比这一种的联合，那不知道要好多少倍。
But our union with Christ is much better than this type of union.
因为这个纸夹在这书里，不小心还会掉出来的。
For if you insert a piece of paper in a book, if you're not careful, the piece of paper can fall.
但是神把我们放在基督里，我们和基督的联合，那是一个里面的联合。
And yet God has placed us in union with Christ, and that is a union.
是什么都不能够分开的。
And nothing can separate us.
无论基督有经过哪里，我们都在哪里。
No matter where Christ will go, we are always there.
他在十字架上，我们和他一同钉死在十字架上。
When he is on the cross, we are nailed to the cross with
him. 他埋葬，我们和他一同的埋葬。
When he is buried, we are buried with him.
当他从死里复活，我和他一同的复活。
When he is raised from the dead, we are also risen from the dead with him.
弟兄姊妹，从复活里，从死里边复活，那是何等大的力量！
Brothers and sisters, what a great power to be able to
raise from the dead. 若不是神让我们和基督联合在一起，我们恐怕就跑出去了。
Without such union with Christ, we will have to be set apart from him.
弟兄姊妹，我们和主紧紧的联合在一起。
Brothers and sisters, we are tightly united with Christ.
他复活，我们也复活了。
He's risen, we're also risen.
这是神在基督十字架为我们所做的救恩，所做成的救恩。
And this is what God has accomplished on the cross, the salvation that He prepared.
所以今天我们凭着信。
Today by faith.
我们相信我们真的与主同钉十字架。
We believe that we have been nailed on the cross.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
我们就凭着信心来接受。
And by faith, we accept.
我们的旧人已经和基督同钉十字架。
That our old man has been crucified on the cross with Christ.
主的救恩不仅要解决我们罪的问题，罪的刑罚的问题。
Will not only resolve the deeds of our sin.
他更要解决这罪的权势的问题。
He will also resolve the power of sin.
他要解决这罪的能力的问题。
He will resolve the strength of
sin. 他要解决我们这个人的问题。
He will resolve the issue of man.
感谢主。不是我们以后怎样的把自己钉在十字架上。
It's not how we ourselves will nail ourselves.
不是我们自己慢慢的死去。
Or that we will gradually die.
我们已经死了。
But we have already been dead.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里，我们已经死了。
We are already dead.
我们要这样的来算。
We need to count it this way.
我们这样一算的话呢
？And when we count it this way,
你发现这个事实。就成功在我们的身上。
You discover that the reality has already been done.
我们今天就不在罪的权势之下。
We're no longer under the power of sin.
我们把自己奉献给神。
For we have consecrated ourselves to God.
我们天天向神活着。
And daily we live.
我们向罪看自己是死的。
And to sin we are dead.
向神看自己是活的。
And to God we're alive.
所以，如果我们读到罗马书第六章的话。
So if we read Romans chapter 6,
我们觉得说这实在太荣耀了。
We find that this is such a glorious state.
如果我们真的发现我们自己已经死了。
If you discover that you are already dead.
我们天天应该唱 Hallelujah.
Then we will sing Hallelujah all day long.
我们天天可以在幔内过生活。
And daily we can live within the veil.
这里的荣耀实在不会败落的。
And this glory will never fade.
所以如果你读完罗马书第六章的话。
So if you finish reading Romans 6.
应该直接读罗马书第八章的。
You should continue to read Romans
8. 因为那里是荣上加荣的。
Because there talks about glory upon glory.
你一直活在荣耀里。
It tells you that you continue to live in glory.
可是怎么来个第七章呢
？But how come we have to first read chapter 7?
很多人不喜欢第七章。
Many people do not like chapter 7.
第七章这个有点灰色。
And because the chapter 7 is kind of gray.
怎么基督徒都这么荣耀了
？And Christians ought to be very glorious.
罪因着主耶稣宝血赦免了。
Our sins has been forgiven due to the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
罪的能力也已脱离了。
We have also been released from the power of sin.
我已经死了。
I'm already dead.
罪不能再做我的主。
Sin can no longer be my master.
今天我可以在神面前成圣的果子了。
And today I can bear the fruit of sanctification before the Lord.
这是不是写错了？
Is this a portion of scripture out of place?
有人说这段圣经这个我们不能明白的。
Some people said it's impossible for us to understand.
我们不晓得为什么摆在这里。
We don't understand why it's placed in
this order. 有人说应该摆在这个第六章前面。
Some people said this chapter ought to appear before chapter 6.
因为到了第六章你就得胜了。
And because by the end of chapter 6 you have already become victorious.
怎么一下子又失败成这么惨
？But why all of a sudden you failed again?
真的是很惨。
You failed terribly.
真是苦啊。
You're so bitter.
真是苦。
Wretched that I am.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢
？Who can save me from this body of sin?
我愿意行的善，我不去行。
The good that I wish to do, I cannot do.
我不愿意做的恶，我反而去做。
And the evil that I hate, yet I do.
你到底得救没有啊？
Are you saved?
所以有的人说这个好像第七章是写的一个人还没得救的这个经历。
Some people say chapter 7 describe a person who's not yet saved.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
第七章实在是非常非常重要的一章圣经。
Chapter 7 is a very important chapter.
我们知道第六章讲到成圣的真理的一面。
And we know chapter 6 tells us the truth concerning sanctification.
第七章就讲到成圣经历的一面。
And chapter 7 gives us the experience of sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，在真理的一面，我们确确实实完全都已经得胜了。
But sister, indeed, on the side of truth, we have all been sanctified.
但当我们实际的来走这条成圣道路的时候，
yet in practicality, as we walk on this way of sanctification,
你会经历许多的失败和痛苦。
You will experience much failures and pain.
那你说到底为什么？
You ask the question why?
我想在我们进到第七章之前，我稍微给大家有一点的预备。
And so before we enter into chapter 7, I will prepare you a little bit.
那么我们想说，那我们为什么还会这样的失败呢？
We consider why we continue to fail.
我们都在幔内过生活了。
We have already lived in the life within the veil.
我们都在王的面前天天过生活了。
We live before the presence of our king.
怎么会失败呢？
Why can we fail?
失败的原因乃是因为我们从王面前跑出去了。
The reason we fail is because we have left the presence of the king.
我们的地位是在基督里。
Our position is within Christ.
但是我们常常从基督里跑出来。
But we often run outside of Christ.
什么时候我们从基督里跑出来，什么时候你发现罪又要来在我们身上，要来抓住我们。
Whenever we run away from Christ,That's when you see that sin will come to grab hold of us.
我想如果你最近你要是读新闻的话，
I'm sure that if you have been following the news lately,
你发现这个现在不仅坐飞机很危险，现在坐船也很危险了。
You discover not only when you take airplanes is dangerous, but when you take a ship, a boat is also dangerous.
有海盗的。
Because there are pirates.
哇，我们知道说，哎呀，后来我们有一个这个船长就被三个海盗就给 kidnap 就给绑架了，对。
And we know that the U.S. has a captain who was kidnapped by 3 pirates.
那么后来我们就是很难过嘛，小孩子也为他祷告。
And then we felt bad for him, and even the children will pray for him.
后来第一天早上起来一看，哇，这个船长得救了。
And one day we woke up in the morning and discovered that the captain has been saved.
因为有三个 sniper, 这一下子就把那三个海盗就给打死了。
And because there were 3 snipers who killed and shot the 3 pirates to death.
你知道我们就像那个三个海盗一样。
You know that we're just like the 3 pirates.
你知道我们真的像海盗一样。
We're just like the pirates.
在什么时候我们从那个保护里跑出来的时候。
Whenever we came out of our protection.
罪就是那个 sniper.
Sin is like that sniper.
可准了。
It is so accurate.
我记得那个报道说，这个一点都不能失误的。
And I remember the report as to being telling us that they cannot have any mistakes.
但是罪这个 sniper 他是不会失误的。
And the sniper of sin will never fail.
只要你从基督里一跑出来，
as long as you run from Christ,
他马上就会抓住你。
You are immediately being captured.
那你说我们为什么要从王的面前跑出来呢？
You ask the question, why should we run away from the presence of the
king? 那我们在这个主里面是这么好的一种生活。
Isn't our life before the king a great life?
我们为什么要跑出来呢？
Why would we run away?
因为我们常常忘了我们自己的软弱。
It is because we have often forget our own weakness.
我在年轻的时候这个曾经住院。
When I was younger, I once was hospitalized.
跟我一起这个同病房的有一个大汉，这个是非常这个强壮的一个人。
My hospital roommate, he was a big man. He was very strong.
他是因为在这个工厂里面做事啊，被机器把一个胳膊就给卷走了。
And he was working in a factory, and one of the machines has cut his arm away.
所以他这个右手啊，从这个最上面就全都给截掉了。
And so he has lost his entire right arm.
但是他告诉我。
But he told me.
他常常忘记。
He often forget.
他常常忘记他的右手没有了。
He often forget that he no longer has a right arm.
当他看着马上自己要滑倒的时候，他就用他的右手去撑一下。
Whenever he felt like he was about to fall, he would try to use his right hand to straighten himself.
你就发现他就完全躺在了地上。
And then he completely fell down.
他忘了。
He forgot.
他忘了原来他的右手是没有的。
He forgot that he lost his entire right arm.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常忘记我们是何等软弱的一般人。
Brothers and sisters, we often forget how weak we are.
当然，还有很多事我们根本还不晓得我们自己多么软弱。
Of course, there are also times which we don't even know that we are weak.
有一次，这个那是很久以前了，那个时候我还可以给大家去搬家。
A long time ago, when I was still young, I can help people to move.
我记得那一次我们这个是在这个就是这个 Happy Village 就是前面这个公寓，那么它有个前院后院，我们就是说要把这个从前院的东西搬到后院去。
I was helping someone move in this Happy Village nearby. We were going to move something from the front to the back.
那么这个到了这个开始的时候，大家去这个力气都很大的。
And in the beginning, we were all full of strength.
我们那个时候年轻力壮。
We were young and we are full of strength.
那么我们就从这个三楼上就把一个沙发就搬下来了。
And from the third floor, we move a sofa down without any effort.
然后我们说，这既然是沙发已经搬下来，咱们就直接把它从前院就搬到后院就好了。
And I said, since we have already moved the sofa down from the third floor, now let's move it to the backyard.
然后有人就说，哎，我们何必呢？我们是有一个 truck, 我们是有卡车的。
And someone said, well, we don't need to do that because we have a truck.
他们有人说，这个太小鸡了，对不起，就是你太软弱了。
And someone said, well, that's nothing.
这个不是，就是你太 chicken 了呀，就是你不要显得那么软弱。
And someone said, don't be so chicken and act like you're weak.
我们四个大汉抬这么一个小沙发，还要弄 truck， 那这简直是这个宰鸡用杀牛刀这种意思。
They say there's four of us who are so strong, we can just move the sofa without using the truck.
说你那个你那卡车还要出去，还没进来呢，我们这就到了。
If you go to move your truck and to turn the truck around, by the time you come back, we have already moved the sofa.
当我们去抬的时候
，When we were moving the sofa again,
我们慢慢脸色就变了。
And very soon our faces turn color.
你知道那一次我们抬过以后。
You know,
抬了那一件东西
after moving that one item,
所有东西我们都往卡车上放
and we will start putting everything on the truck.
就算那个鞋带我们也放在卡车上
even the shoelace we will throw onto the truck.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们觉着我们自己很有力量
but sister, we felt that we are very strong.
我们蒙恩得救了
we have received a salvation.
主这么爱我
and the Lord loved us so much.
我总得为主做点事情。
I ought to do something for the Lord.
我总得靠着我的力量讨主的喜悦。
I need to use my own strength to please the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们不晓得。
We do not understand.
向神活，不是向神的律法活。
We do not know that in order to live.Before the Lord, we do not live before the law of God.
向神活的秘诀乃是向律法死。
The secret to live before the Lord is to die to the law. To law.
弟兄姊妹，这第七章太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, chapter 7 is very precious.
我们知道，在第六章里面，给我们看见这成圣的真理。
We know that in chapter 6, it tells us the truth of sanctification.
他特别告诉我们，我们要向罪看自己是死。
It tells us that we need to count ourselves as dead.
我们要向罪是死的。
We need to die to sin.
我想没有任何一个人是有问题的。
I'm sure no one has problem with that truth.
但是， 怎么让我们向神的律法死呢？
But how can we die to the law of God?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不知道向律法死，
Brother and sister, if we do not know to die to the commandments,
我们就不会过一个得胜的生活。
Then we will not know how to live a victorious life.
虽然我们可以唱耶稣我来救你这样的诗歌，
Even though we can sing the hymn such as Jesus I come to you.
但你发现你就老是那个缺乏痛苦忧愁的那一面。
But you discover that you're always on the side of wanting
and lacking. 怎么喜乐自由荣耀那一面你老是过不去呢？
And how come you cannot cross over to the side of being joyful and
glad? 我觉得我信了嘛。
I felt that I have already believed.
我也看自己是死的了。
I also counted myself
as dead. 我今天要向神活了。
Today I am alive
for God. 我讨神的喜悦。
I want to please God.
我怎么会失败得这么惨呢？
And yet why do I fail so miserably?
弟兄姊妹，这第七章对于我们过得胜的生活太关键了。
My sister, this chapter 7 is key to us living a victorious life.
我们知道在第六章的末了，他给我们讲了一个比喻。
We know at the end of chapter 6, he gave us an illustration.
那个是仆人和主人的一个比喻。
It tells us about a master and servant.
那讲到罪人和罪的关系。
It tells us the relationship between sin and sinners.
你发现罪真的是一个很残忍的主人。
You discover that sin is a cruel master.
我们只是一个罪的奴隶。
And we are a slave to sin.
如果我们不向着罪死，我们就只好做他的奴隶。
If we do not die to sin, then we have to become his slaves.
到了第七章又给我们一个比喻。
And chapter 7 gives us another illustration.
这里面给我们的是一个妻子和丈夫的比喻。
And here it gave us an illustration between a wife and a husband.
这个比喻告诉我们罪人和律法的关系。
And this illustration gave us the relationship between sinner and law.
弟兄姊妹，关于这一方面我们可能比较生疏。
Brother and sister, we're probably not very familiar with this side.
在求主安静我们的心。
May the Lord quiet our hearts.
我讲得非常的不清楚也有限。
And I know I am not very clear and I'm also very limited in my description.
但我们相信主的灵会帮助我们。
But I believe the Spirit of God will help us.
让我们来明白这一段到底他在讲什么。
To cause us to understand whatThis scripture talks about.
他这里说，我现在对明白律法的人说。
And here it tells us that now I am speaking to those who know the law.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你明白不明白律法
？But sister, I don't know if you know the law.
什么叫做律法
？What is the law?
律法就是神向着人的要求。
And law is the requirement of God to man.
因为人落在罪中。
Because men have fallen in sin.
所以神就把律法赐给人。
And God has given man the law.
告诉人说他圣洁公义的要求到底是什么。
To tell us his holy and righteous requirements.
特别是对那些以色列人说，你要是做到律法上所说的，那么你们就可以活着。
And especially to the Israelites, he says if you can do everything in the law, then you can live.
只要人活着就在这个律法的底下。
And as long as you live underneath the law.
所以罪人活着就在神的律法的这个要求的底下。
And so as we live under the law.
他说这个律法管人是活着的时候。
And here tells that the law has jurisdiction over a person as long as he lives.
只要一个人这活了，他就是在这个律法底下。
So as long as you live, then you are under the authority of this law.
所以说你这小孩子生下来你不去管他，这是不对的。
And so it will be wrong for you to give birth to a child and not to train him.
因为他也在这个律法底下的。
For he also lives under the law.
所以我们知道我们是活着的一个人。
As long as you're alive,
我们就在这个律法的要求底下。
You live under the requirement of this law.
这好像什么呢？
And he says, what is this like?
这就好像这个女人有了丈夫。
It says like a married woman with her husband.
那么这个我们这些罪人当然就是女人了。
We sinners are the woman.
我们实在是很软弱的。
Because we are weak.
那么律法当然就是丈夫。
And the law is our husband.
因为这个丈夫就要求你的。
And because this husband has demands.
哦，这个要求是非常非常严格的要求。
And his demands are very strict.
那么这个女人实在是很痛苦。
This woman is very painful.
因为这个女人她什么都不会做。
For this woman doesn't know how to do anything.
如果你让一个很慢很慢的一个人。
If you ask a person who's very slow,
五分钟之内把所有的都洗好了，然后赶紧走的坐到车上去。
And to finish doing dishes in 5 minutes and also be seated in the car.
你就发现他就非常的痛苦。
Then you found out it is very painful.
一个不会做事情的人，你就非得要求他做事情。
A person who's not very good at doing things, you ask them to do things.
那么他一到厨房，这个锅就烧糊了。
And as soon as she steps into the kitchen, she burns the pot.
那么一洗碗，碗就碎了。
And she washes the dishes and breaks the dishes.
就发现她摸什么都会出事情。
Whatever she touches, everything will go wrong.
那么这个先生的这个要求都是合理的。
And this demanding husband, all his demands are reasonable.
他要求都是对的。
And all his demands are correct.
而且你也不能跟他吵架的。
And you cannot fight in court with him.
你说今天有这个在家里面，你说这个如果先生是这样整天要求我，我就跟他吵一架。
He said if my husband demands me in such way at home today, then I will fight with him.
你都做不到，你还来说我。
You cannot even do it yourself. How can you demand such things from me?
你没法跟这一个丈夫吵架的。
And yet you cannot fight with this husband.
因为这个丈夫他自己做的 perfect, 他自己做的非常好。
And because this husband, whatever he does, is perfect.
你看他后面说，律法是圣洁、公义、良善。
And because it tells us that the law is righteous, good, and holy and good.
然后他对这一个女人的要求，样样都是合理的。
And his demands over this woman are all reasonable.
只是这个女人她就没有一样能够达到这个丈夫的要求。
And it is because of this woman, she cannot comply to all the demands of the husband.
所以这样生活下去是非常痛苦的一件事情。
And so such kind of life is miserable.
因为这个女人发现每一件事她都是错的。
This woman discovered everything she does is wrong.
我不知道你在家里有没有这样的感觉。
I don't know if you have such feelings at home.
如果你先生回来让看到你所有做的每一件事情都是错的。
If your husband comes home and says that everything you have done all day long is wrong.
你觉得你是欢喜快乐还是非常痛苦？
Will you rejoice or will you be miserable?
这里当然是非常痛苦的一个婚姻。
Of course, this will be a terrible
marriage. 所以他马上就说，只有死才能够脱离了。
And so immediately tells us only death can release us from such conditions.
你看这个婚姻刚刚好像成立，他就要死了。
You have just established this marriage, and she wants to die.
不是他想在，他说如果那个丈夫死了，是盼望那个丈夫死掉。
She doesn't want to die. She wants the husband to die.
整天这么要求我。
And the husband has such demand over me.
我有一样都做不到。
And I cannot do anything right.
我又不能跟他去吵架。
I cannot fight with him.
他自己又是那样的圣洁、公义、良善。
And he is so holy, righteous and good.
他有一个指头都不帮忙。
And he will not lift a finger to help me.
律法一点力气都没有的。
Because, the law is without strength.
所以想说这样的丈夫干脆死掉算了。
And such kind of husband,
如果他死掉了，我就可以归给别人了。
Because if he dies, then I can marry someone
else. 那么我的日子就会好过很多。
My life will be much, much more pleasant.
可是我们知道律法是不死的。
But we know that the law will never die.
那就绝望了。
Then you're hopeless.
天地都会过去。
The heaven and earth shall pass away.
律法的一点一划都不会改变。
But not a tittle of the law would
change. 哎呀，这个先生他是非常强壮的，活到永远的。
And this husband will live very strongly forever.
那这一个悲惨的这个做妻子的，那怎么办呢？
Then what can we do for this pitiful wife?
她要不要自杀呢？
Should she commit suicide?
又不能自杀。
She cannot.
弟兄姊妹不能自杀。
Brother and sister, you cannot commit suicide.
因为自杀也是杀人呢。
Because committing suicide is also murder.
神恨恶杀人的罪。
And God hates murder.
所以也不能自杀的。
So you cannot commit suicide.
那就上天无门，入地无路了。
Then you cannot go into heaven. You also cannot find a gate to hell.
他也不死，你也不能死。
If he doesn't die, you cannot die.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以你到了第四节。
You come to verse 4.
我的弟兄们。
My brethren.
这样说来，我们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫我们可以归于别人，就是那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
My brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，神今天把我们放在了基督里。
Brother and sister, we thank God that he has placed us in Christ today.
我们不能够杀死自己。
We cannot kill ourselves.
我们也死不起。
And we cannot afford to die.
死了就完了。
Once we die, we are completely finished.
感谢主，今天我们是在基督里面死了。
But today we are dead through Christ.
因为基督他不仅死了。
For Christ not only died.
他埋葬了。
He was buried.
他更从死里复活了。
He also rose from dead.
所以我们也和基督一同复活了。
And we also rose from the dead.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们在基督里死的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we died in Christ,
这里面太荣耀。弟兄姊妹，盼我们大家非常注意一件事情。
And this is such a glorious thing, brothers and sisters. I want you to pay attention.
当我们与主同死的时候
，When we die with Christ,
不仅我们向着罪是死的
，Not only we're dead to sin,
我们向着律法也是死的。
We're also dead to the law.
弟兄姊妹，我们因着死就脱离了律法的辖制。
And by dying, we have also been released from the bondage of law.
因为婚姻就到死为止啊。
Because this marriage only carries us to death.
这个丈夫虽然他活到永永远远。
Even though this husband lives forever.
但是因着我在基督里死了。
But because I am dead in Christ.
不管你怎么活。
No matter how you live,
不管你怎样存到永永远远
No matter how you live forever,
我在基督里就完全脱离了跟你的关系
In Christ, I have been released from my relationship with you.
所以现在我可以嫁给别人了
Now I can marry another.
现在我可以嫁给基督了
Now I can marry Christ.
因为一个女人不能同时有两个丈夫的
Because a woman cannot have two husbands at the same time.
那么当我在基督里向着这个丈夫死了的时候
When I die to this husband in Christ,
我因着和基督一同的复活，我今天就嫁给了基督。
By the resurrection with Christ, today I can marry.
让基督来做我的丈夫。
And that Christ shall be my husband.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候人问我们一个问题。
Brother and sister, many times people will ask this question.
就是第六章第十五节的问题。
And that's the question in chapter 6, verse
15. 很多基督徒不大会回答这个问题。
And many Christians do not know how to answer this question.
他说这怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？
He says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace?
你说很多的这个朋友就问我说，那你们太棒了。哦，你们今天不在律法之下，在恩典之下，那你们就随便了。
And some gospel friend will ask us this question, then it's too good for you. Today you no longer live under the law, then you can sin.
弟兄姊妹，不在律法之下，在恩典之下，什么意思？
Brother and sister, what does it mean, not under the law, but under grace?
不在律法之下是没有律法做丈夫，不错。
When we do not live under the law, it means that the law is no longer our husband, and that is correct.
但并不等于我们没有丈夫。
But that does not mean that we don't have a husband.
如果一个女人没有丈夫，就是无法无天。
If a woman doesn't have a husband, then she has nothing.
就是无法无天了。
哦，无法无天。
哎 ，lawlessness. 哎
，if a wife doesn't have a husband, then it's lawlessness.
你知道我们不是没有丈夫啊。
We are not people without.Husband.
从前律法是我们的丈夫。
Formerly, the law is our husband.
现在基督是我们的丈夫。
And now Christ is our husband.
这叫做在恩典之下。
This is what it means to live under grace.
在恩典之下不是没有丈夫。
Living under grace doesn't mean that we don't have a husband.
你知道基督这个丈夫的要求比律法这个丈夫的要求还要高。
You know that Christ as our husband has a higher demand of us than the law.
他要求的更严格。
Than the law. he has a stricter requirement.
从前你用这个刀子把人给杀掉了，这叫做杀人。
Formerly, when you kill someone with a knife, that is a murder.
现在你心里面恨一个人，就是杀人了。
And now, if you hate someone in your heart, that is considered
murder. 那你说我从前跟这个丈夫过就已经够痛苦的了。
And you say, my former husband and I live in such terrible life.
那我现在和这样一个以更加严格的丈夫，那不就等于在地狱里了吗？
And now I marry such as an even stricter husband, should I be living in hell?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这个丈夫可太好了。
Brother and sister, this husband is a great husband.
律法这个丈夫虽然他这个要求的是合理的，但是他一个指头都不动的。
And our husband, the law, he will not help us with anything.
但是这一个基督这个丈夫。
But when Christ is our husband,
他的要求确确实实比律法的要求都太多了。
It's true that his requirement is higher than the requirement of law.
所以你在恩典之下绝不可以犯罪的。
And so under the grace, you cannot sin.
根本不可能犯罪的。
It will be impossible for you to sin.
因为这个丈夫的要求太高了。
And this husband has a higher demand.
根本就超过一般人罪的那种概念了。
And surpasses all our concept of sin.
但是这个丈夫凡是他所要求的。
But with this husband, everything that he requires,
他自己来做。
He will do it himself.
他要求你的那个这个炉台擦的是有反光的。
He requires that your stove to be spotless.
然后他就来给你把这个炉台擦的有反光。
Then he will come and clean the stove.
然后呢，觉得你再把地板再擦的有反光。
When he wants you to shine the floor.
他这样要求你。
He has such requirements.
然后他就自己就去了，他就去就把这个地板擦得反光。
Then he himself will come and clean the floor so it will shine.
所以你这个做妻子那真舒服啊。
And so you as a wife lives comfortably.
哎呀，这个先生那比律法这个先生那更是公义圣洁这个荣耀。
And this husband is much more better than the husband of law.
他的要求更是
holier and
更是严格，更是高超。
His requirement is higher.
但是你什么都不用做的。
And yet you do not have to do anything.
基督为我们成就一切。
Christ have done all for us.
所以他这里就说，后面他就说，让我们来归于那从死里复活的，就结果子给神。
And so here it tells us that, that we may bear fruit for God.
从前我们是在律法之下，我们靠着自己的力量结的是死的果子，死亡，向着死亡结果子。
And formerly, when we live with the law, we bear fruit to death.
但是现在我们是结果子给神。
But now we're able to bear fruit for God.
弟兄姊妹，这个果子可以放到神面前去。
Brother and sister, this fruit can be placed before God.
弟兄姊妹，你觉着你的生活的行为有哪一个可以带到神的面前？
Brother, sister, when you look at your life and deeds, which one can you present to God?
我们的侍奉多少的时候有哪一个可以带到神的面前？
Our service before God, which one can you bring it before God?
有的时候不仅仅这个是那个果子根本就长不出来。
Many times, not only we're unable to bear any fruit,
甚至到处散发死亡。
And to the point that much of the fruit that we bear will be for death.
我们如果没有心愿追求，那真的是让弟兄姊妹都常常为我们祷告。
And if we have no desire to pursue, and we need brother and sister to pray for us.
如果我们有心愿侍奉，人给我们祷告更多。
If we have a desire to serve God, then men will pray for us even more.
因为我们一服侍，全天下都乱了。
And because if we begin to serve, then all and there will be so much chaos.
所以你发现在这里面，他就说我们现在既在那捆绑我们的律法上死了。
And so here it tells us that to the law that binds us, we are dead.
我们就脱离了律法。
We are released from the law.
叫我们服侍主按心灵的新样，不按照以往的旧样。
That we might serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the latter.
弟兄姊妹，这实在 是太稀奇的一段圣经。
Friend, sister, this is such amazing scripture.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你到底明白不明白这里在讲什么？
I don't know if you understand what it talks about here.
他为什么要让我们向律法死？
Why does it ask us to die to the law?
律法不是圣洁良善的吗？
Isn't the law, holy, righteous, and good?
我们向罪死没问题的。
There is no question that we ought to be dead to sin.
我们就别说信主，就不信主的也要向罪死的。
Even the unbeliever wants to be, die to sin.
所以我们向罪死一点问题都没有。
So there's no question about it.
怎么还要向律法死呢？
But why should we die to law?
所以你到了第七节，你发现它就有问题了。
So verse 7, you see there's a question.
律法是罪吗？
Is the law sin?
律法这么可恶吗？
Is the law so...bad?
律法不是圣洁公义良善吗？
Isn't the law, holy, righteous, and good?
而且是天地都会改变，律法的一点一划都不改变吗？
Isn't that the heaven and earth shall pass away and the law will not change and pass away?
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Brother and sister, why?
这段圣经为什么在讲律法？
Why this portion of scripture talks about the law?
弟兄姊妹，这件事情在我们整个的成圣过程中太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so key to our sanctification.
如果我们不认识什么是律法，
If we do not understand what is the law,
我们还盼望靠着遵行神的律法来侍奉，来过成圣的生活。
If we want to be sanctified, through obeying the law,
我们在属灵上一点的路都没有。
Then we will have no way spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，可是我们人天生的就愿意有一点的努力。
But by nature, we want to exert our own efforts.
我们虽然知道这个道理，但是我们常常却落在这一个律法的原则的底下。
Even though we know the truth, but we often fall into the principle of the law.
我在一般弟兄们中间，有时候我们就交通这样的话语。
Sometimes I share these words with some brothers.
那么我说我们人实在做不了什么。
I would just say that as men, we cannot do anything.
他说你太消极了。
And they say you're too pessimistic.
说你要讲这种道的话，我们整个当母都趴下去了。
And if you want to share such kind of a message, then the entire dumbbell will fall apart.
你看看这多少失丧的灵魂。
Look at all the lost souls.
你看看主是怎样的爱了我们。
You see how God loved us.
我们把多少的时间都放在了这个世界的上面。
And yet we have completely devoted our time before the, to the world.
然后我们稍微有一点心愿要起来服侍主，你就给我们泼冷水。
And as soon as we have some desire to want to, serve the Lord, you pour these cold water on us.
你就讲这种道是这个是人真的做不了什么。
You give us such a message and say man cannot do anything.
我们都这么大了。
We're already grown up.
我们都博士都毕业过了。
We have already earned our PhD.
我难道还不知道做点什么事情吗？
Wouldn't I know what to do?
有志者事竟成。
And those who will can do everything.
你知道有的时候当你去把这个真理去和人去交通的时候，常常受到许多的拦阻。
Sometimes when you fellowship this kind of truth to people, you will find many people resist it.
人以为说这样的真理是消极的。
Because they consider such kind of truth as being pessimistic.
其实这样的真理是释放。
And in reality, this kind of truth
就好像刚才弟兄选的诗歌一样，那真的是荣耀的释放。
And just like a brother who has selected him, that says a glorious release.
但是人不认识到底什么是律法。
Yet men do not know what is the law.
那到底什么是律法？
What is the law then?
所以你知道后面这一段的圣经。
So the second portion of the scripture.
我们知道这是使徒保罗用他自己的一段。非常失败的经历。
We know that Paul has used his own failures.
当然，这里面实在充满了圣灵的启示。
And yet, it's full with the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
保罗他就是他要过一个成圣的生活。
Paul wants to live a sanctified life.
他觉着我可以靠着这新约的神的教训，可以来讨神的喜悦。
He felt that he can please God by living according to the teaching of the New Testament.
非常知道神话语的一个人。
And Paul is one who knew the word of God.
神的心意。
He also knows the heart's desire.
他里面渴望能够 成为一个神所喜悦的一个人。
He desired to be a man that is pleasing to God.
过一个完全成圣的一个生活。
And live a fully sanctified life.
是一个像基督的那样的一种的生活。
To live a life, like Christ.
但是当他这样的去生活的时候。
And yet as he tries to live
such life. 当他这样的朝着这个成圣的目标去努力的时候。
When he, run towards this, sanctification.
他给我们看见他完全都是失败的。
He shows us that he was in complete failure.
所以这里面给我们看见这么多节的圣经。
Here he used so many, such length of scripture.
这差不多十八、十九节的圣经，这么长的圣经，就来告诉我们这里面到底发生了什么。
And with 18 or 19 verses, he tried to describe to us what happens here.
那么这里面，那么。首先哈，我们说这一段，那么如果你就这样一节节讲，咱们时间就不够了。
And of course, we cannot study this chapter verse by verse.
那么我每次都把这一段圣经把它分成三段。
And so I will take this chapter and divide into three portions.
不是我故意要分的，我们看一下哈，它实在是可以分成三段。
I, it's not that I purposely have done so, but this chapter indeed can be divided into three sections.
我们可以从第七节到第十七节，我们把它算成一段。
The first section is from verse 7 to verse 17.
因为那里第十七节说，既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
Verse 17 says, so now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells me.
那么十八节到二十节，这是一段。
And verse 18 to 20 is a second portion.
因为你发现二十节说一样的话。
Because verse 20 ends with the same type of words.
就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
I am no longer the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me.
他重复了。
He repeated.
然后最后一段，从二十一节到二十五节。
And the last portion is verse 21 to 25.
你看这个二十五节最后的那个半节，他也告诉我们说，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。其实他讲的跟前面是一样的。
And verse 25, a second portion says, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin.In essence, he's talking about the same thing.
所以我们就把这一段的圣经，从这三段我们来交通。
So we will fellowship through these three sections.
那么在头一段的这一段圣经里面
，In the first section,
那么使徒保罗告诉我们什么
？What did Paul tell us?
他在经过自己靠着律法去讨神的喜悦，靠着遵行神的话语，靠着自己的努力去讨神喜悦的时候，他经过他自己的失败，他所看见的是什么呢
？And when he tried to please God with his own effort, when he tries to obey to all the commandments of the law, what did he find?
他告诉我们，这个律法哈，是让那个罪的能力哈，能够彰显出来。
He tells us that the law provides an opportunity for the power of sin to be revealed.
在哥林多前书十五章，保罗特别说到一句话，说那个罪的权势就是律法。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul tells us that the power of sin is the law.
你知道这里面他告诉我们什么
？What is he telling us here?
他告诉我们说，律法给罪哈提供了一个。发表他能力的机会。
And here it tells us the law has provided an opportunity for sin to show forth.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常稀奇的。
This is something amazing.
你知道，所有全世界所有的人
，And in this entire world,
无论他信主不信主
，Whether he believes in God or not,
大家差不多对罪都有一点都有一定的认识。
We all have some kind of knowledge of sin.
有一次，一个不信主的朋友，他告诉我他对罪的认识。
And once an unbelieving friend told me about his knowledge of sin.
我觉得他对罪的认识比有些信主的人认识还深刻一点。
I think that his understanding is deeper than some of the believers.
但是全世界所有的宗教，所有的人
，and but for all the people in this world and all the religions,
都盼望能够制定一个非常好的一个律法。
They all want to come up with a very good law. A high standard, a very strict requirement.
那么这样的话，把这些放在我们这个党的章程里面，那么我们这个党就一定是非常非常好的人了。
And so if we have these as the rule to our life, then we will become very good people.
但是人万万也想不到。
And yet men do not know.
这些所谓的高标准严要求
and all these high standards and strict requirements
不过是给罪提供了来彰显他能力的机会
only provide a platform for sin to be shown forth
弟兄姊妹你知道这里面说在没有罪之前我们是死的
here it tells us that before
不这个律法来之前这个罪是死的
and before the commandment we are dead to sin
不罪是死的罪是死的对不起这个在律法来、诫命来之前这个罪好像是死的一样
and before the commandment sin is dead
罪不会死的
sin will never die
这里说的这个死的意思是这个 dormant 是这个好像像冬眠像这种萎靡不振的那种状态
here it says that sin is dead it means that sin is in its dormant
就是没有要求的时候你发现罪在人里面好像萎靡不振一样
Without any kind of requirement or standard, sin is dormant. It has no energy. It is asleep.
就像听到就开始打盹了。
Just like you hear the sermon, after a while, you start to doze off.
那么大概其实就是在那个诫命没来之前呢，那么这个罪的状态就这样一个状态。
So before we had the commandment, sin is in such kind of dormant state.
好像什么呢？好像那个蚂蚁窝一样。
It's like the ant pile.
Fire ant 那个 pile.
Fire ant.
那么你就发现说，当你从这过的时候，扇一扇它，一点事都没有，一个蚂蚁都不出来的。
When you walk by a fire ant pile, if you just move your hand on top of it, nothing will happen.
你不能够说，你不能说这个蚂蚁我死了，不可以这么讲。
You cannot say that this is a dead ant pile.
那么不一定的。
It's probably not.
那么你去拿个棍子。
You take a stick.
那么你轻轻的从边上敲一敲。
And you knock at it from the side.
你发现就有几只蚂蚁就跑出来了。
And then a couple ants will come out.
我儿子在旁边就等不及了，他就一脚就上去了。
Then my son cannot wait. He just step on the ant pile.
你就发现说这所有的蚂蚁都跑出来了。
Then you discover all the ants came out.
弟兄姊妹，你发现如果我们这个不去遵守律法则已。
If you do not follow the commandment, then it's okay.
如果你想去遵守神的诫命
But if you want to follow the commandments of God,
你想属灵
you want to become spiritual.
你发现这蚂蚁就跑出来了
You discover that the ants start coming out.
这苏的火蚂蚁都往外跑
All the fire ants came out.
你这个跟主说主啊，我要好好读圣经
You tell the Lord, Lord, I want to really study your scripture.
今天晚上这时间太宝贵了，我要献给你读圣经。
Tonight's time is so precious. I want to dedicate to you by reading the scripture.
我从前是看电视的，但我今天晚上看圣，把圣经打开。
Formerly, I will watch TV at night, but now I will open my Bible.
你知道这个，你要不想看圣经哈，你这个一点感觉都没有。
You know, if you don't want to read the Bible at all, then you have no feeling.
你越是要求自己，这个时间要看圣经。
But as soon as you require your own self to dedicate this time to read the scripture,
要开电视的那个欲望一股的就往上冒。
And then you discover the urge of wanting to turn on that TV just continues to pop up.
我不知道你的经历，我就干过这种事情。
I don't know about your experience, but that was mine.
我把圣经打开了。
I opened up the Bible.
我说主，感谢你，我现在要读圣经了。
I said, Lord, I thank you. Now I'm going to study the scripture.
可是今天这球赛又已经开始了。
But now the sports the game started.
我就看一下到底是哪个队跟哪个队打。
I just want to take one look and see who is playing against whom.
我越是想好好读圣经
The more I want to study the scripture.
那里的欲望就越在那里催使我把那个电视机打开
The urge to turn on the TV becomes stronger.
你就发现虽然圣经是打开的但眼睛是看着电视的
You discover that even though the Bible is open before you, yet your eye is on the TV.
所以这里面说这个诫命来到哈，那我就死了
So here it says, after the commandment comes, then I die.
我就发现说我根本做不到我自己所盼望的那种的所谓的成圣的生活。
I discovered that I cannot live a sanctified life that I wish to live.
而且这里说那个罪真的是坏啊。
And here it says that sin is so evil.
他说他引诱我。
It tempts me.
为什么叫引诱我呢？
Why does sin tempt me?
哎，律法很好。
Law is good.
哦，晚上读圣经好。
To read the Bible at night is good.
属灵。
Spiritual.
你需要这样来读。
You need to read in such way.
你说他就在那里，让你里面有个骄傲的感觉，你可以做到。
And then you have this feeling of pride that you're able to do.
多容易啊！一打开圣经，一看就读圣经了。
So easy, just to open the Bible and you start to read the Bible.
主这么爱我，我难道连这点力量都没有吗？
The Lord loves me so much. Don't I even have such strength to read the Bible?
我就连打开圣经来看看圣经的力量都没有吗？
Don't I not even have the strength to open the Bible to read it? Of course I have.
所以我就开始我就要去成圣了。
So now I am on my way of sanctification.
好像罪就在我里面，就好像从那个冬眠状的，从那个萎靡不振，一下子他就醒过来了。
Then you discover that sin came out of its dormant state.
哇，他来劲了。
It's full of energy.
你越压它，它越来劲儿。
The more you suppress it, the stronger the urge.
你越想看圣经，它里边的感觉越来劲儿。
And the more you want to read the scripture, the more the sin.
直到你顺服它，你把电视机一打开。
Until you turn on that TV.
你松一口气。
Then you are greatly relieved.
因为你死了。
Because you're dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果失败这一次还好啊。
Friend, sister, if we fail this one time, it's okay.
每一次都这样。
And yet you fail each time.
罪真的很恶呀。
Sin is utterly sinful.
他引诱你。
He tempts you.
然后他再胜过你。
And then he overcomes you.
他在里面再来控告你。
And then he accuses you.
你不行。
You're unable.
这点事都做不出来。
You can't even do such small things.
你还属灵呢。
And how can you be spiritual?
假冒为善。
Hypocrite.
别祷告了。
Forget about praying.
圣经别读了。
Don't read the Bible.
教会也别去了。
Don't go to church.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个罪在人的里面是这样的来害我们。
Friend, sister, this is how sin frame us.
但是罪为什么会这样的被好像被激活起来呢？
But how can sin be energized in such way?
就是因着律法。
And it's because of the law.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们认识什么是律法。
Brothers and sisters, if we understand what is the law.
律法绝不能够让你走成圣的道路。
The law cannot help you to walk on the way of sanctification.
因为律法它使人，它给罪一个发表它能力的机会。
And because law provides an opportunity for sin to show forth.
所以什么时候人要凭着自己的力量去来遵守神的诫命。
Whenever you want to follow the commandment by your own strength.
什么时候你想靠着自己的力量去成圣。
Whenever you want to be sanctified through your own strength.
你发现罪的能力一下子就显明出来。
You discover that the power of sin is revealed.
所以有的人就说在家里面我们千万不要与律法相待。
And so some people said, do not deal with each other with law at home.
我们需要与恩慈相待。
We need to deal with each other with grace.
弟兄姊妹，你在家里面与律法相待非常可怕的。
Friend, sister, if you deal with each other with law at home, it's very
horrible. 因为律法是给罪彰显能力的机会。
And for the law gives an opportunity for the power of sin to show forth.
本来你们家还没有什么火蚂蚁的，这一下全家都是充满了火蚂蚁的。
Formerly, you probably don't have any fire ants at home. Now you will have a bunch of fire ants.
那么这是头一段。
This is the first section.
那么到第二段。
Second section.
十八节到二十节。
Verse 18 to 20.
这里面使徒保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
如果我们真的因着神的爱的感动，我们愿意来过成圣的生活。
If you want to live a sanctified life,
我们真心的盼望追求圣洁。
You truly want to pursue after holiness.
有一天你发现在我们的肉体之中是毫无良善。
Then one day you will discover that there is no good in our flesh.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是人最难接受的一点。
This is something so difficult for men to accept.
这是人也最不服的一点。
This is something that men cannot obey.
道理可能知道。
They may know the
祷告都可以这样的祷告。
They can even pray these words.
有的人说他是罪魁中的罪魁。
Some people will say, I am the chief of all sinners.
他比保罗还属灵，保罗是 the chief of the all sinners， 他是罪魁中的罪魁。
Oh, he is the chief of all the chiefs of sinners.
你就发现这个祷告他都清楚，他说我真的是这都坏透了。
And when they pray, they know that they are utterly sinful.
但是一到事情来了，他马上就用自己的力量。
But as soon as they're come into some kind of situation, they use their own effort.
如果你真的认识说在你的肉体之中是毫无良善，
if you truly know that there's no good in your own flesh,
你拿毫无良善的去遵行神的旨意吗？
Then why are you trying to use this
no good flesh
to obey God's commandment to serve?
拿毫无良善的去过圣洁的生活吗？
How can you use this no good flesh to lead a sanctified life?
所以如果我们真的在这个律法的这个底下，我们真的看见这些的事实。
So if we truly see these things under the law,
其实我们就应该停止我们的努力。
Then we will cease all our efforts.
但是你知道，我们人实在是不能停下来的。
But as men, we cannot stop.
我们不服气。
And we cannot.
我总是可以做一点。
Obey. We always felt that we can do something.
做不了大事，可以做点小事。
If I cannot do great things, I can do some small things.
所以就到了后面第三段，就发现有个律。
So we come to the third section that we found out there is a law.
你越是反抗，你就越失败。
The more you resist, the more failure you become.
我记得那个时候我真的是盼望能够在神面前好好的读圣经。
I remember those days that I really want to study the scripture.
因为年轻人就应该把时间花在主的话语上。
Because young people ought to spend their time in reading the word of God.
但是每一次我把圣经打开，电视就开着。
But every time I open up the Bible, I also turn on the TV.
我就胜不过。
I cannot overcome.
后来我发现啊。
Then I discovered.
这里有这讲了好几个律。
Here it tells us there are many different laws.
保罗告诉我们说有神的律。
Paul tells us there is the law of God.
那是神向人圣洁公义的要求。
And that is the holy, righteous, good requirement of God.
还有一个心思的律，心中的律，在原文就心思的律。
And then there's also the law of mind.
就是我们自己心思意念里面，我们都喜欢神的律。
And that in within our mind, we delight in God's law.
我们也说这是良善的，实在是律法是好的。
We also concur that the law of God is good.
我们愿意过一个成圣的生活。
We also want to live a sanctified life.
但是在我肢体之中还有一个律。
But in the members of my body, there's another law.
在我肉体之中还有一个犯罪的律。
And there is a law of sin.
哦，这个犯罪的律，我从前从来不晓得的。
And this, the law of sin in my flesh is the law that I never knew before.
我老以为是因为我决心不够。
I always thought that because I do not have enough will.
我祷告不够。
Willpower. I don't have enough prayers.
我不够认真。
I am not studious enough.
慢慢你发现，在你之中，在你的肢体里面有一个犯罪的律。
And then you discover within yourself there is the law of sin.
什么时候你要为善的时候，他那个恶就在那里了。
Whenever you want to do good, then the evil is there.
而且他的力量比你大。
And that power is stronger than yours.
每一次他都把你掳去。
And each time you will be taken as a prisoner.
你试一次，你不服气。
If you are taken prisoner once, then you do not agree. Twice you do not agree.
试了几个月，你还不服气。
And after several months, you still do not agree.
有时甚至好多年了，你还是不服气。
And sometimes after many, many years, you don't agree.
盼望神今天借着这些话来给我们看见。
May God use these words to show us.
在你的肢体，在我的肢体里面有一个犯罪的律。
That in within your members and of the body, within my members' body, there is a law of sin.
喜欢神的律的时候，他就把你掳去。
Whenever you desire God's law, then it will take you as prisoners.
所以使徒保罗他在那里努力再努力，他发现他的失败原来也是个律了。
And so Paul tried and tried again and again. He discovered that even his failure has become a law.
什么叫做律？
What is a law?
律就是不改变。
The law is something that will never change.
结果绝对不变的。
The result will not change.
只要是你靠着你自己去要成圣的话，最后的结果是一定失败。
As long as you want to be sanctified by your own effort, the result will always be the same. No matter how much
you feel
you are moved by the Spirit, no matter how much you feel that God loves
you,
or how simple is your motive, no matter how much energy that you use, because it's a law, at the end, you are the one that will fail.
我不知道你服不服气。
I don't know if you concur.
如果你开车开，你要去，我有一次开车，我就开到一个 subdivision， 开到一个街区里面，我就看见上面那个牌子一个小字 dead end， 就是那个就是末端了。
And once I was driving around in a subdivision, I saw a sign on the side says dead end.
但是我看前面的那个大马路就在前面。
But I saw another street right in front of it.
那么上面，那就是我要去的。那么上面车子很多，我就不信。我说我一定能找个出口出去的。
And that is the street that I want to get to. And I saw there are many cars there. So I wanted to go there. There's already a sign posted.
我就在那里转了十分钟，最后还是乖乖的出来了。
And I circle around for 10 minutes. At the end, I still had to get out.
弟兄姊妹，我们失败是个律。
But sisters, our failure has become a law.
我们明明知道自己失败是个律，但是我们还是要在那里要努力。
We know that our own effort, by our own effort,
我们总是可以做一点。
Dead end. We always felt that we can do something.
所以到后面，使徒保罗他就说：“我真是苦啊。”
And so at the end, Paul says, "Wretched man that I am."
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
Who will set me free from the body of this death?
他们有人说这个取死的身体，说在当时好像是有这样一种的刑罚。
And people explained to us that this body of death at that time, there's such kind of punishment.
当有一个人他杀人的时候，他把那个人杀掉了。
And when someone had murdered another man,
那么政府要刑罚他的话，他就政府就把他这个杀人的人和这被杀死的人就绑在一起。
And the government will try to punish the murderer, and so they will bind the murderer with the man whom that he had killed.
那么让他这个嘴对嘴，鼻子对鼻子，眼睛对眼睛，这样紧紧的绑在一起。
And they will tightly bind the person that you have killed,
with you,
mouth to mouth, nose to nose, eye to eye. No matter where you go.
这一个你杀死的人就在那跟着你。
This person that you have killed is always in front of you.
他慢慢就开始发臭了。
You know, gradually it will be rotten.
它慢慢就开始，哎呀，出东西了。
And it will grow things.
所以这些东西就开始就往你身上去了。
And these things will come to your body.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他说他的感觉就是这种感觉。
Brother and sister, Paul said that was his feeling.
因为他盼望能够过一个圣洁、讨神喜悦的生活。
He desired to live a holy, sanctified life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个正常的基督徒。一个最基本的正常的感觉。
And brother and sister, this is a normal Christian's life and his normal experience.
有人说我根本不感觉这么苦。
People said, I don't feel such awfulness.
我觉得很容易的很。
I find being Christians very easy.
因为当他不圣洁的时候，一点感觉都没有。
It is when you are unholy, then you have no feeling at all.
使徒保罗他追求圣洁的生活。
But Paul pursued after a holy life.
恨恶这些的污秽，这些的罪恶，这些的血气和肉体。
He hates all these filthiness, all these evil, all this flesh.
就好像你把一只羊扔到了猪圈里一样。
Like you have thrown a sheep into a pig pen.
那么他总是要从里边跑出来。
The sheep will always want to escape.
他用各种各样的办法，要盼望能跑出来。
It will use all means trying to escape that pig pen.
他真是苦啊。
It is so bitter.
就在这个时候。
And at this moment,
他告诉我们,
he tells us,
感谢神,
thanks be to God,
靠着我们的主耶稣基督,
through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这个时候他真的看见了,
now he truly sees.
多少的时候我们说我们明白了,
so many times we say that we
understand. 我们明白我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架,
we understand that our old man has already been crucified with Christ.
但是如果不经过这些惨痛的失败的经历
，and yet without going through these terrible
我们的认识不过是在头脑里的认识
，then our knowledge will always remain in our head。
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗这里告诉我们，当他经过这些痛苦的经历的时候
，brother and sister Paul tells us as he goes through these painful experiences，
他里面亮了
He has a light in his heart.
哦，他发现其实所有的拯救在基督耶稣里。
He discovered that all salvation rests in Jesus Christ.
那么这个拯救，是写在第八章。
And this salvation is described, this deliverance is described in chapter 8.
对不起，我今天没有时间讲第八章。
Today I will not go into chapter 8.
盼望我们今天不要觉得今天是悲悲惨惨的回去。
I hope that you will not go home sorrowfully today.
哦，我们是有盼望的。
We are people with hope.
如果你真的心里面盼望过成圣的生活。
If you truly desire to lead a sanctified life in your heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是神把那个感觉放在你里面。
Brother and sister, God has placed that feeling in
your heart. 你要到神面前真的去祷告。
You need to go before God and pray.
到神面前去追求。
And you need to pursue after him.
因为我们应该过一个成圣的生活。
Because we ought to live a
sanctified life. 这是正常的基督徒生活。
This is a normal Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，胜过罪恶的生活是我们正常的生活。
We ought to overcome sin in our lives.
在我们家庭里面天天发脾气，那是不正常的生活。
It's abnormal for us to lose our tempers at home every day.
我们的家庭里充满了矛盾，那是不正常的生活。
It is abnormal for our house to be full of contradictions.
弟兄姊妹，我们有拯救。
But sister, we do have salvation.
盼望我们对。
We have deliverance.
我们盼望我们对于我们的肉体有认识。
I hope that we have a true understanding to our flesh.
盼望我们明白到底律法到底是怎么一回事。
That we will also understand what is the law.
盼望神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话在交托在你的手中。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们人实在是这样的无能，也是这样的有限。
We are so incapable, we're so limited.
主啊，我们真是求主你的圣灵来让我们看见主啊，我们真实的光景。
We ask that your Holy Spirit to come and show us our true condition.
让我们认识我们人是何等的软弱。
To understand how weak we are.
让我们知道我们没有一刻的功夫可以从你里面出来。
That there is not a moment we can leave from you.
主啊，求主让你那个圣灵的光来照亮我们。
May you shine us with the light of the Holy Spirit.
启示在我们的里面。
To reveal within us.
让我们可以过一个成圣的生活。
So that we can lead a sanctified life.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.